بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the beautiful names of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Inshallah, today we discuss الواحد الأحد and الصمد. الواحد الأحد. Wahid means one, Al-Ahad, the unequaled. Mufti Shafi Sab Rahmatul Ali, the author of Ma'riful Quran, explains and says that there is no difference in the meaning of the two, just that there is a little bit extra when it comes to the mana or the meaning that is found in the word Al-Ahad. Al-Wahid. الواحد is هو الفرد الذي لم يزل وحدا ولم يكن معه آخر. That واحد, the one and only, الفرد الذي لم يزل وحدا, that Allah تبارك وتعالى, who from eternity was always alone, ولم يكن معه آخر, there is never anyone with Allah تبارك وتعالى. لما السعدي رحمه الله explains this name and he says, هو الذي توحد بجميع الكمالات. That when we see Allah تبارك وتعالى is all alone, the one and only, that it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one and only in the perfection of His qualities. When it comes to the qualities of Allah تبارك وتعالى, there is no like, there is no equal, there is no match to Allah تبارك وتعالى. So الواحد, this quality of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this attribute, this name, appears many times in the Quran Kareem. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid, la ilaha illa huwa ar-rahmanu ar-rahim. Wa ilahukum, your ilah and your Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ilahu wahid, is one and only. La ilaha illa hu. Wa la taqulu thalatha intahu khayran lakum, innama Allahu ilahu wahid. Don't say that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is three, is one in three or three in one. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is one and only. In Surah Yusuf, Ya sahiba his sijn, a arbabun mutafarriquna khayrun amillahu al-wahidu al-qahhar. Is multiple gods better than just one mighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent a whole host and galaxy of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam to give da'wah to just this one command, that there is only one Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the da'wah of this one kalima la ilaha illallah. This is the differentiating factor between a mu'min and a kafir, a jannati and a jahannami. Just the belief in this kalima that there is no deity besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Mawlana Abul Hassan Ali al-Nadwi rahimullah, he explains and he says, after the study of the Quran, the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lives of the people in Makkah Mukarramah, the pagans, he says we come to understand that the people of Makkah Mukarramah, the kuffar, not to say they did not believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they did believe in Allah. The only problem they had was they could not believe exclusively only in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So they attributed partners because they could not comprehend that one unique Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sees to the affairs of the entire world. They couldn't comprehend that. So they had to have ministers or assistants to the command and to the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is al-wahid al-ahad, al-samad al-fard. Anyway, we'll discuss the next. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is then one and only. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been commanded, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that my every act of ibadah, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي, my salah, وَنُسُكِي, my sacrifice, everything is for Allah, my living, my death is only for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is one and only. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent many sahaba radiyallahu anhum to the different parts of the world for this one, the da'wah of this one kalima. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very famously, he sent Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu to Yemen. Nabi sallam told him, إِنَّكَ تَقْدَمُ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, you come into a group of people that are Ahli Kitab. They believe in the previous scriptures. فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَن يُوَحِّدُ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَىٰ. Difference of narration, some say that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu that the first da'wah you should give to the people of Yemen is to the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that they must believe only in one Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If they believe, فَإِذَا عَرَفُوا ذَلِكَ فَأَخْبِرُهُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ فَرَدَ عَلَيْهِمْ خَمْسُ صَلَوَاتٍ. If they believe in the kalima, then you take it the next step, tell them that there is five times daily salah. So the lesson in this, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dispatched sahaba to the different parts of the world. We heard, was it last week or the previous week, 2 weeks ago, and when Mawlana spoke about the final advice, the parting advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu to Yemen, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Asa Allah talqani ba'da ami hadha. O Mu'adh, there's a possibility you will not meet me after this day. Possibility you won't meet me. وَلَعَلَّكَ أَن تَمُرَّ بِمَسْجِدِي وَبِقَبْرِي. O Mu'adh bin Jabal, possible when you come back, you'll pass my qabr. Can you imagine? We can't even imagine, rather. What would have went through the heart of Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu when Nabi Sam told him, when you come back, then you'll pass my grave. Imagine that son who is seen his father off, and his father is going for Umrah or for Hajj, and the father hugs the son, and there is a very close affinity and bond between the father and son, and this father hugs his son and he says, Beta, you did so much for me, but the next time you come for Umrah, please stand at my grave in Baqi and make dua for me. What will happen to that son? Just understanding his father is telling him these words. Can you understand what happened to Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu when Nabi Sam told him these words? But he still went because he understood the mission of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That this deen of Islam has to reach the four corners of the world. I have been commanded by Nabi Sam, I have to do it. So we're not asking that we have to go through the four corners of the world. Even these opportunities of giving da'wah to the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in this very country of ours. There's so many people who don't have the kalima. Now ulama explain and say that if we have yaqeen, if we have yaqeen in the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and in akhirah, then there is no possibility of us ever keeping this jewel of iman hidden within ourselves. Because we know what is Jahannam. We know the intensity and the severity of the punishment and the fire of Jahannam. Then this will automatically propel us and force us to give da'wah. Because how do you see someone who's got so good character, who's such a good person, who's the creation of Allah, but he's going to Jahannam? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Giving da'wah is not something that you have to tell him become Muslim. All you need to tell the person when you're giving in a, you example, you're filling petrol, so you give the person, the bouncer boy, maybe a tip, 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, whatever you give in him, then you tell him how many times you worship Allah. So he says, hey, today I forgot. So then you, all you need to tell him is, hey, hold on, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, meaning God hasn't forgotten you, he gave you food and he's given you air, so don't forget him today when you go back home. That's all. So that will stick in his mind. Hey, these people, they worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala every day. That's all you have to tell him, a simple thing. And anything for that matter, if you, the person who works for you, you decided to be a little bit generous and you gave him some money extra, then tell him, why we giving you? We believe in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we believe in all the prophets, but he taught us to be very generous to the people that are working for us. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi gave us this advice, now this is a message, oh, this is what the Prophet said. How much are they hearing of the ta'limat and the teaching of their own prophets? But anyway, this is some food for thought for each one of us. Now, al-wahidul ahad, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the only, the unparalleled, the unequaled, and the entire system of the world is because of one Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَا. Had there been any deity or any object of worship besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, lafasadata, they would have been havoc and chaos on the earth, in the skies and the earth. I mean, in any industry or any institution or whatever the case be, you put two people that are in charge. It's not possible. You can't have two principals. You can't have two presidents. Then there's going to be infighting. So similar, if there were, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if there was another deity, an object of worship, there would have been chaos, you would have been fighting. But there is precision, perfection in the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which signals that there is only one Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we need to worship. Now, this is very, very important. The question may be, Mawlana, I believe in one Allah. I believe in one Allah. I'm a Muslim. I do believe in one Allah. But then the question comes at the time of difficulty, how much are we saying there is only one Allah? When the difficulty strikes, are we saying that the system had cheated me? Or are we saying that whatever the case be, whether it's sickness, whether it's monetary, in whichever aspect it comes, are we believing in some system or someone that's done something? Or are we still believing that there is still one Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who is in total control of every single thing? So that is the name of Al-Wahid, Al-Ahad. Ibn Kathir rahimullah explains this name Al-Ahad, the unequal, the unparalleled. He says, هُوَ الْوَاحِدُ الْأَحَدُ الَّذِي لَا نَظِيرَ وَلَا وَزِيرَ وَلَا نَدِيدَ وَلَا شَبِيهَ وَلَا عَدِيلَ لَهُ. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that one and only Allah for whom there is no minister, there is no equal, there is no person that can come, or there's no similar to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the one and only. Now, this name, Al-Ahad, comes one time in the Quran, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد. That Allah, the word Ahad comes many times, meaning as a Ahadun, that means one, but as the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is an attribute, it's only once in Suratul Ikhlas. Suratul Ikhlas is that surah that has been revealed to establish Tawheed and to negate the shirk and polytheism. So, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد, the one and only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We all famously read the ta'lim in our homes. And we do the ta'lim of kitab in our home. So we most probably would have passed this incident, or we hear in the masjid that Bilal radiallahu anhu in Makkah Mukarrama, when he embraced the deen of Islam, then Umayyah bin Khalaf, who was the master, used to tie him up at night and whip him until they would get tired, and the next morning place him on his open wounds on the burning sands of Al-Hijaz and Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, on Makkah Mukarrama, the burning hot sands of Makkah Mukarrama. And despite all of this, he was relentless, and he said, Ahad, Ahad. Why was he saying Ahad? He could have said any other attribute of Allah, just to impress in the minds of his masters in the Kufar that irrespective of what you all do, you all believe in multiple gods, I just got one Allah and He is there for me. Bilal radiallahu anhu used to say, the sweetest days of my life when I was saying Ahad, Ahad in the face of difficulty. He says that halawatul iman that I experienced was in those days. So Bilal radiallahu anhu continued saying Ahad, Ahad, but he never ever gave up. They would punish him day and night. So eventually Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu bought Bilal radiallahu anhu and freed him eventually. So that is the name of Ahad. So Al-Wahidul Ahad, ulama explain and say that when a person requires goodness, piety of children, then to recite this 1,000 times. Al-Wahidul Ahad, Al-Wahidul Ahad. Some say to write it and to keep it in the pocket. Al-Wahidul Ahad, Al-Wahidul Ahad, to write it and to keep it in the pocket. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant a person children or family that will be obedient, and offspring that will be obedient to the parents. Just one more name, inshaAllah, As-Samad. As-Samad is the independent. The all-independent is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Referring only to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, even from an ant to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, every single of the creation of Allah is totally dependent on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As small as it may be, and as huge and big as it may, a creation of Allah. That is why Allama Alusi rahimullah, when discussing As-Samad, says, Al-Mustaghni an kulli ahad, wal-muhtaju ilayhi kullu ahad. That As-Samad means that being who is totally independent from every single person and every single thing. And everything is dependent on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Every one of us, we are totally dependent on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allama Ibn Kathir rahimullah says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُسْمَدُ إِلَيْهِ فِي الْحَوَائِجِ. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is in need for our needs and necessities. That is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. No person besides Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can see to our needs, can see to whatever we do require. Allama Qurtubi rahimullah explains, and he says, As-Samad, because in Suratul Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ. So he explains and he says that اِشْتَمَلَتْ هَذِهِ السُّورَةُ عَلَىٰ إِسْمَيْن مِنْ أَسْمَاءِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَىٰ. The Suratul Ikhlas encapsulates two very weighty names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Ahad and Samad. These two names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Al-Ahad and As-Samad. So he says that these two names, وَهُوَ الْأَحَدُ السَّمَدُ, that is why Suratul Ikhlas is equal to 1/3 of the Qur'an Kareem. Means if a person recites Suratul Ikhlas, he recites it once, the reward is 1/3 of the Qur'an. If he recites it 3 times, the reward is as if he got he'll get the reward of as if reciting the entire Qur'an Kareem. That's قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. But obviously this does not mean now every day we'll read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ 3 times, say Alhamdulillah, I got my one Quran for the day, and we don't recite the actual Quran itself. That has to be recited. Our Ustad used to give us an example, and he used to say that if a person has to put all the nutritions that are found in biryani, all the nutritions that are found in one plate of biryani, And he puts it into a capsule. And he says, see here, there's the capsule. Have this capsule. You don't have to have that plate of biryani. Because you know the biryani that we make nowadays in Durban, they're so heavy with masoor. After that, you're going to have reflux. Then sometimes there's speed traps in it. Yeah, you're going to be wiping your nose. Now, don't have that. There's all the nutrition in it. Save yourself all the hassle. Have this one capsule. You'll tell him, you have 10 capsules also. I need my one plate of biryani. Because the hawat and the taste is in eating it myself, not in the capsule of it. So similar is the Quran Kareem. The sweetness of it is when a person recites the Quran, rather than just reciting Qul Allah and said, I got the reward of the entire Quran. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he enters the masjid, hadith appears in many books of hadith, Musnad Ahmad, Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba, that Anna Rasulullah sallam dakhala al-masjid. Nabi sallam entered the masjid, fa'idha huwa bi rajulin qad qada salatahu. Nabi sallam came, there was a person, he completed his salah. After his salah, he's making dua. In his dua, he says, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi annaka anta Allah. O my Allah, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi annaka anta Allah. Al-ahadu samadu alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. And he makes dua to Allah in this manner. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi annaka anta Allah. Al-ahadu samad, these two attributes he puts in his dua. Al-ahadu samad, alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. When he says this, then he says, oh my Allah, forgive me. Nabi Sam says, qad ghufira lah, qad ghufira lah, qad ghufira lah. His sins are definitely forgiven, definitely. He has supplicated to Allah with that name that is known as Al-Ismul A'zam. So many names we discussed in the 99 names thus far, that there are possibilities of them being from the Asma'ullahil, the Ismul A'zam. That is why we should try, inshallah, and recite the Asma'ullahil Husna, the entire 99, once a day, inshallah. So all names have been covered for the day. In a hadith that appears in Musnad Ahmad, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, any person who's going through worries, difficulties, stress, and this year some ulama have said that it's potent and very, very beneficial when it comes to depression. If a person is experiencing some difficulty, especially depression, and then if he recites the dua, Allahumma inni abduk, wabnu abdik, wabnu amatik, nasiyati biyadik, madin fiya hukmuk, adlun fiya qada'uk, as'aluka bi kulli ismin huwalak, sammita bihi nafsak, aw allamtahu ahadan min khalqik, aw anzaltahu fi kitabik, أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا ربيع قلبي وجلاء حزني وذهاب همي. He recites this dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve him, remove him from the difficulty, that stress, that worry he's going through. How will the worry be removed? That is from the side of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In different ways Allah can remove the difficulty, and Allah will change that condition of sadness to happiness, worry to contentment, if he recites this dua. And this dua, we see the message that is highlighted in this dua is abdiyat, is ajizi, is inkisar, that the person humbles himself. Allahumma inni abduk, O my Allah, I am your servant. Wabnu abdik, I am the son of your bondsman and the son of your bondslady. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the entire dua continues, and then towards the end, O my Allah, I ask you via your names, your beautiful names, O my Allah, that you make the Quran Kareem, and taj'al al Quran al azima rabi'a qalbi wa jala'a huzni wa dhahaba hammi. This Quran must be the light, the illumination of my heart and my chest. It must be the means of removing my worries and difficulties. If person, now the lesson is that the Quran is that light that will remove all difficulties. Recently we were in Roshni some time back, and at one of the houses, then talking to the man of the house, and he's explaining to the family members, etc., who's in the house, And then in the bayan, there was some talk about the Quran Kareem. So then he says, Mufti Sahib, let me tell you my personal incident. So I said, definitely anything can be a means of inspiration for myself also. So he says, my mother stays with me in this house. I said, how old is she? She says, at the moment she's about 91, 92. This is Maulana, recently, few years ago, when she was 86, she had a stroke. She was bedridden. Doctor said, not for dignity and izzat, take her home and give her a good death. Take her home. So he said, what to do? Take her home. So between themselves, I think so, they are three brothers and the extended family, they got together. So he says, Maulana, the moment we completed 131 khatams, 130 approximately khatams of the Quran, my mother had complete shifa. He says, Maulana, she's walking around, her memory is sharp, everything is like normal, she's making rotis, she's got all her strength, everything back. Yet the doctors had given hope, given up all hope. So the lesson is that Quran, a person must continue. That must be the day and night of our life, inshaAllah. Then we will see goodness, khair, we will see light, and we will see a lot of barakah and rahmah in our lives, inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us love for the Quran Kareem and an attachment with the Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us love also for his beautiful names, and grant each one of us barakah and rahmah in our homes. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanallah.